I return to the mess hall. I do not share that particular bit of information with my companions.
Okay.
But I do say, okay, he's under. We can travel safely. I've calculated our expenditure of life support. We'll be fine. Well in the green. We're only going to spend 4 times 6. 4 times 12 is 48. 48 person days. So we've got like, well, we might spend 50 person days total. We'll be there 4 days of time. No sweat.
Then let's leave immediately, but put me over the blue fever place for just 2 minutes.
Mr. Sakarian, you've got yourself a deal. So
or
I fly.
Could sell that.
I just walk off. I walk off.
Say,
with a gun.
Higgs, we're already getting paid extra.
Are we?
So, Piani, you get another message, and it's an analysis of the chemical supply in the outpost, and some like common like figures for how much that stuff would cost, and so that runs down. Like, Pi is kind of informing you of how the value of those chemicals, and then you get another question that's like, vengeance, not as much money.
I immediately say, hold it. And I want to run the numbers. Like, can we transport some of those chemicals?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. You guys, I mean,
but you also mentioned that they were used for it, that the primary source of them was to just make blue fever, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the chemicals in combination. Like, you still need catalysts. Like, you couldn't just take all this stuff, throw it together, and bam, blue fever. Like, you need a chemist, and you need some additional
stuff.
Will
someone want to buy this that's not trying to make blue fever?
You can also make other stuff out of these things. You can make medicine and various, like, psychoactive chemicals. You can do other stuff with it besides make blue fever, yes.
So I want to go over the comms and, you know, before you make that shot... That shit's worth a lot of money.
And then over the comm, in response to say, if you think that I'll be a part of an operation that proliferates blue fever across the universe
well,
for profit.
Hold, Mr. S. It's not blue fever right now. It's just the components. It could be made into other things.
Oh,
you can make
sorry.
Some lollipops out of it. I've seen.
You're right. Let me revise. If any of you fuckwads go near blue fever, I'll kill every one of you.
I go everyone except Mr. S's channel, and I'm just like, you know, we could just kick him off the ship.
I pipe back to everybody but Mr. S, and I say, Iggs, are you crazy? He'll kill us all.
Baby.
And then I just pipe on the comm. I say, Mr. Sakarian, I think we have a deal. Piani makes a good point. It could be we could use those to make medicine. Maybe medicine that would help alleviate the addiction to blue fever and various systems.
Look, we fucking came to this planet. We haven't got shit. We need to fucking walk away with something.
How much is it? How much money are we taking? What's the take?
Running the numbers, and Adam tells me it is approximately how many credits?
Depending on, I mean, street value, you don't know. You'd have to have someone with criminal to tell you that. But going value in like, legit scientific markets, probably, like, 20,000 credits, give or take. I mean, if you sold it all to someone who wanted to make blue fever, it'd be worth a lot more than that. But
no.
Yeah.
No,
but if you just sold the chemicals to three or four different buyers, like straight up, yeah, probably about 20.
Then I just relay that on a legit market, it's 25,000 credits.
That's 25,000 we don't have. I say we. Is it going to be strenuous on the ship, Victor? Can we get down there and get out?
No, we're our cargo hold is cleared to hold all of this. No problem whatsoever.
My vote is we get it.
Sakarian?
It's a quick 20K that we just be letting go if we just go.
We're looking at a pretty lucrative haul here. We're going to end up saving Omar Saeed. We're going to get the credits for doing the task. We're going to get 25K extra for selling this to someone who can make medicine out of it. I think it's a good deal. We can blow up the rest, Sakarian. Whatever's left, we can nuke it.
So you guys are still calming from the mess hall, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we're calming you from wherever.
Okay. He doesn't respond. But if you let a couple minutes go by, let me know.
I just say, okay, Sakarian, I'm going to turn the ship around. We're going to go load some stuff on board. Please don't murder us all.
And as you say that, the door to the mess hall opens and I'm in my power armor.
Okay.
And I walk in and I say, we'll earn money, but we won't do it through Blue Fever. And if you guys want to do it through Blue Fever, you can let me know, but drop me off at the next planet.
Not Blue Fever. It's fucking not Blue Fever, though.
We'll keep that in mind, Sakarian. Look forward to traveling with you for a lot longer in the future. I land the ship.
Okay. It takes maybe an hour to like drain the tanks and load up all of the stuff into your cargo hold.
You guys start loading Blue Fever in?
It's the material components.
Yes, the stuff to make Blue Fever.
It's the components.
But it can also be used to make into other things. Is there a component that we could leave out of our acquisition that is like critically missing for the construction of Blue Fever, but
I mean,
we're still getting the stuff that could turn into medicine?
They're just three or four separate like chemical compounds, all of which are contributors to Blue Fever. So if you were selling it and someone was like, I have the other things that I need. Oh, I just need this one thing you guys happen to have. Boom, Blue Fever, right? Like any one of them could be contributors to making Blue Fever. But I mean, that's true of a lot of stuff, right? Like it's less about what you're picking up and more about who you're selling it to.
Yeah.
Careful.
I come to Higgs. And to say, hey, Higgs, Sakarian seems real bent out of shape out of this. I wonder, you know, maybe if you suggested that he be the guy who chooses who we sell it to, he might feel a little more comfortable about it since he's in control of who ends up receiving the shipment. I feel a little bad that he's, you know, he was really gung-ho about blowing this stuff up with that multifocal laser. I know that's real exciting for him. And he didn't get to. Can we throw him a bone?
Am I in the same? We're all in the mess hall, right? Or am I in my own?
I assume that when you're all on the ship, you're just on the bridge.
Oh, okay. Well, I just look over to Victor and I'm like, I'm right here, you idiot.
Shut up, over.
I turned to Mr. S. I'm just like, Mr. S. I think you're passing up money. We don't have to take all this here, and I don't even know how. None of us know how to make Blue Fever in the first place. I think it's a fool's errand if we don't at least make some money off this. And we can leave something behind as well if you don't feel comfortable. And you can handle a whole deal. I'll have you there the entire time we sell it. It'll be money on top of everything. And it's nothing but good. We could even sell it to an orphanage.
If we sell the chemicals to someone that's not going to use it to make Blue Fever, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, that's the plan. That was the plan from the beginning.
That's the plan.
But just so we're clear, and just so you know where I stand on this, if it is sold to someone because we can't find anyone else to make Blue Fever,
then you'll
I will
really
destroy
excited.
It, and I'll destroy everyone involved in the sale. Oh, because I've told really you, well. That's my mission.
Sounds good. Yeah, we got that. Don't sell it to bad people and make Blue Fever. Find
we
an
are
orphanage.
On board.
Then we're fine.
All right. Get that ship picked up, and let's get out of here, Victor.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
So drive a dune buggy with some stuff on the back.
Yeah, you load up the ship. Doesn't take long. You want to leave Sepadra?
Yes.
Takes you an hour to get out to the out of the orbit of the planet. A few more hours to get to a place where you can make your spike jump. And Higgs, if you'd like to make the navigation roll to do the drill, then you can jump to which X do you want to go to, 609 or 708?
So it is critically important that we do not fuck up our jumps.
Yes.
Is there any way to be more careful than usual about these calculations?
No.
Nobody can like.
Can
help
multiple people
or
help
anything?
Or just one?
Well, I mean, does anyone actually have the navigation skill aside from Higgs?
I don't think so.
I don't think I do. No.
I just have a zero in it.
Can I use luck?
No.
Could Pi help?
I have a class skill, but not anything in it. Oh, I don't even have zero. No.
Yeah, if you don't have any ranks, then you can't help.
All right, I'm rolling. We're going to 609. Five.
Okay. Reroll that shit.
You do get one. Yeah, one reroll.
I mean, I guess we might as well. Eight.
Okay. Yes, we are not dead.
Okay, that's your first jump. So, six days pass. It is now the 19th of June. It's a Monday. No, it's Tuesday. Nope,
do we literally just die if in this next roll we fuck it up?
No, the worst thing you can do is catastrophic dimensional energy incursion and your whole ship is fucked, but you're not dead.
We could very easily run out of life support.
That's what I'm asking. Well, is when we run out of
life. I mean, you run out of life support, I don't know what happens. Bad things. You're
we start
mercy
eating
then.
Each other and shit, breathing air through each other's blood. Like,
cannibal spaceship holocaust. All right.
Devolves really
quick.
This is
the origin of the event horizon.
So this is 609 to 608.
Saeed doesn't need his legs. It's fine.
So we need one
Four.
More, right?
Oh boy. All right. Roll 3d6, I think, here.
No!
Low or high?
You want high. More high.
Six? How about?
That's not high.
Low.
Okay, so you're stranded because power spike. One system is down until it's repaired. Ship is stuck in transit for the full base time before being able to make another nav check. So first of all, figure out what system fails. If it's the spike drive, that's very bad.
My God,
how do we figure out what system fails?
Well, look at the systems that are in the ship, and then roll a die with a number equal to those systems.
Are you talking about our fittings?
Yeah, I mean, whatever is on the ship, right? So, like, the spike drive, any weapons that you have, sensors, life support.
We're down to not very many systems. Well,
okay, what do you got? Read them.
We're fucked.
There's a spike drive, atmospheric configuration, fuel scoops, which are already offline.
So don't count those.
Fuel bunker.
Okay.
Cargo space, which is pressurized.
Yeah.
The multifocal laser.
Okay.
That's it. All right.
So there's a 1 in 5 chance that catastrophic dimensional energy incursion. Roll a d5. If you get a 1, the spike drive blows up. Otherwise.
Okay. I got a 4.
What was 4?
Which is our cargo space.
All right. So.
My God.
It costs you 6 to get there, right?
Yeah.
6 days to get there. Another 6 while you hang in space.
Okay. Hang on, this is important.
So this is the other thing.
We're now down to 5 person days of life support.
So you're 1 day shy of the system.
Oh, but we are 1 day shy of the system?
Well, because if you only have 5 person days, it's a 6-day jump, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to be limping in there, life support
dead. No. We have 5 person days, but we have 4 people. So 1 day costs 4 person days. Basically, guys, I've gathered everybody, and I said, I've gathered you all here to let you know that I need to put you all under if any of us are going to survive.
So
Higgs
is the only one who can use the spike drive. If you can get the crew down below a level where you'll use up all of the fuel in that 6-day jump, then it's a safe jump. But the system, so you arrive in 609, some kind of like problem with the spike jump has ruptured the cargo space and all of those delightful chemicals have floated off into space. They won't be used to make blue fever anyway. And also the cargo hold has a big asshole in it. So there's that. So you're limping back to Tovar.
No.
100 tons cargo space. Fucked.
All right. So, how many people need to go under before?
Oh my God!
Before it's a safe trip.
3.25 people.
Okay. All right. Who's staying awake for the trip?
I have to plot it, right?
Yeah. Higgs.
It's got to be Higgs. No, yep. Higgs has to. He has to punch it. He's got to be the one.
Okay. This is the scene where you're just like, I got to put everyone under. And then I just smile and like it makes that glint of light and there's a beam that shoots off of it. And I'm just sitting there smiling up a storm.
So, Piani, you get a message on your terminal that that's just like, do I have to go to sleep?
No. I put no.
I ask him, is the doctor using up some life support?
The doctor is using roughly 1/10 of normal life support. So if I can put the 3 of us in the same state, then Higgs will be able to get us there with nothing left, but at least we'll be there.
Then we must do it.
Yeah.
At least y'all have a peaceful death. I'm the one that's going to suffocate.
Does my suit have life support? To borrow from the chat real quick. Thank you. AC, new plan.
Let's take a look.
It's a great question.
It is a good question. Yeah, and one that Sicilian would have the answer to, but that we don't. So let's take a look. What type of armor is it?
Assault.
It's called assault. Assault armor. Assault suits. Let's see. Contained atmosphere can be used as vacuum suits for up to 6 hours before recharging. So, no.
Not really.
I mean, okay. you can go down
with pigs if you want.
In an extreme emergency where, like, the ship is depressurizing, then you've got, 4 to 6 hours.
Right, right.
But, yeah, no, not for the week it's going to take to get to Tovar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good question, though, dude.
So I pull Higgs aside, and I make sure that we are not on comms while I'm saying this, and I say, Higgs, listen, I wasn't entirely honest about this procedure when I put Dr. Saeed under. Thing is, I can't bring him back. I don't have the tools to bring any of us back.
So what's the bad news?
When we get to Tovar, we need you to find somebody who can resuscitate us. They'll need advanced, tier 4 medical equipment at least. And if you don't do that within a couple days, chances of our survival decrease pretty much exponentially with each extra day. So, well, we're putting our life in your hands, Higgs. I kind of do the
thing where I'm looking at the ground, I look back up to you, and I'm kicking the ground, I look back at the ground, I'm like, well, all right. Just stare and look at you. All right, I'll do my best. And if you die, you die. I mean, it's not going to be... At least you'll go peaceful, right? It's not going to...
It's not actually that peaceful. See, when I put him under, I only suppressed his biological systems. His brain is probably freaking out. He's probably got a little bit of walk-in syndrome. It's going to be really unpleasant, Higgs.
Wait. Is that just for you, or is this what you're going to be putting everyone else under? Yeah.
I'll see you in a couple days. And I just turn and walk out.
Y'all have a fun time. I'll see you in Tovar. By the way, can y'all transfer me some credits? It's going to be expensive to get you back. We're going to need some money. Anyone?
Familiar with locked-in syndrome? Thanks.
I'm not serious. All right, I am serious. I need some money. You guys are going to be expensive to resuscitate.
I give him a nod and I transfer over 10,000.
Do I have any idea how much it's going to cost, Adam?
No, you don't have the medical skill, right? You're going to be at the mercy of the doctors of Tovar.
JP, go ahead and add 10,000 though.
Okay. Could I judge how much it would cost, knowing my medical skill?
Well, I mean, you don't even know how to bring them back, right? You just know that they're not dead. That someone might be.
But I can't judge the cost of something like that.
I mean, there's no going rate for like botched space coma,
right?
I just to the group was like, let's just do this. Why don't we just give all of the we give Pi all the money. You guys, I don't know, make him. He could be the one that if you aren't alive, he gives me the. No,
I'm not giving Pi the money. It barely understands morality. Just give him a down payment.
Pi, he don't
it's
mean that.
Enough.
Don't listen to him. All right, I'll do my best.
So while this conversation is happening, Piani, you're getting like a slew of very like concerned like messages on your terminal. Like, what's going on? What's happening? I don't understand. I don't understand. I don't understand. Like just over and over.
From Pi?
Yeah.
What don't you understand?
What's happening?
Oh.
What are you talking about?
So at this point, I kind of like go back and I send him a string of formulas back. Like, 6 times 5 equals 30 times 2, semicolon, life support equals 52, semicolon 52, less than 60, does not equal human life, and say we're trying to conserve life support so we can make it to Tovar.
Okay, so there's a few minutes where Pi is like processing this, and you just get one message back that just says, don't go.
Why?
Joker.
Wait, don't go to Tovar?
It just says don't go, and then Pi like stops responding.
Man, Pi. Pulling at my heartstrings and shit.
It's okay, Pi.
Well, shit.
We are.
Listen, Adam, we just want a level. So can we get to Tovar? All right? Can I see what the second level of this game looks like, please? Or third level, actually. I think we're second level.
Yeah, the second level.
Well.
So, what do you think? Who's going under? What's the deal, Doctor?
Everyone.
Well, Sukarian first.
Yep.
Because he's probably going to take more resources.
Can I be the one that pushes the morph? Can I...
My suit's plugged in my room, by the way. My gun is in there as well. I just come in my like skivvies, and I'm ready to get knocked out.
Does anybody have any additional like just in case stuff they want to do? Any like last messages they want sent when you arrive to Tovar?
You know, you asked that, but I'm actually saying that. Does anyone want to give me all their money before you die? I'll pass it on to your relatives. I'll make sure they see it. Maybe you have a loved one that we didn't know about. Or maybe you just really like me. Just let me know.
You know what? Can I put like 20,000 credits in a trust fund that's set to open in 4 weeks' time to my cousin Sin Illich on Andoni?
Sure.
Okay.
Chances of it getting hijacked by the Andonian government are pretty high, but you know.
Yeah.
It's possible. Sure.
So I transfer all my money to an account that Pi can access, and I set a little note to go off if my life support ceases to say, "You're free now, buddy. Take the ship and go. Don't listen to Higgs."
Okay. All right. Sikarian, you got any plans?
I like lock my room and I just passcode it with my own passcode, I guess.
Don't touch my stuff.
Yeah.
Awesome. Excellent. Okay.
I probably set the gun to explode if someone.
You booby trap your room.
I do. Yeah. I
booby trap the gun. Don't touch my stuff. All right. Cool.
That's the kind of guy Sukarian is.
Okay. All right. What order do you do it in? Victor, who goes down first?
I hook up a central line to Sukarian, and I push the 200 cc's of morphine directly into his brain.
All right, make your. I don't think that's a good idea. You do whatever your character would do that isn't that. Roll.
Yeah, that sounds like space future. You know, I reconfigure the positron emitters. Come on.
Roll your medical skill. This is for Sukarian.
All right, Sukarian's okay.
Okay.
My life's in your hands, dude.
I think I should do me next.
You should probably be last, actually.
What?
Yeah. Well, all right,
Piani, I'm gonna. Like, fuck!
All right, Piani.
Okay.
How's Pi with all this?
Well, roll the number.
Well,
they're having a conversation.
I don't know how to answer that. I think he's not okay with it.
Okay. I re-roll.
Okay. All right.
Don't roll a one. Okay.
There you go. Okay.
Oh, God. I thought you were a doctor. He hit the wrong
The needle just like comes out the other side of his arm. I'm like, oh, Jesus.
He just squirts some morphine on the floor.
Hang on.
Shit, sorry.
I'm like watching this all happen. I'm just like.
And my hands are like vibrating. And I say, okay, Higgs, I think everything's going to be okay. And then I click off the comms. I seal the medical bay. I lay myself down on a table and I say, "Pi, are you there?"
There's one of the security cameras' lights turns on.
I say, "Pi, listen. We're gonna be okay. I've never done this before, but I read about it and." At Anaximander University once, and it's not common, but it's going to be fine. Piani's going to be fine, and I want you to know that it was important to me that we not leave the doctor just to die. I want you to know that.
Nice.
Oh,
shit.
Right.
Yeah.
So you fade, yeah, you fade into your own.
It's best stuff for his own.
Yeah, seriously. The other stuff is garbage morphine. This is the special supply. All right, cool. You fade into a warm, tingly sleep, and the swan song vanishes from view.
My brain just starts screaming.
So Higgs, you're alone.
So as the door shuts, the door like shuts behind me, and I guess I wait like 5 or 10 seconds, and I'm just like, "Pie, is it done?"
The main, like, are you on the bridge?
I mean, I'm standing right outside the door where they just.
Okay, so the nearest comms terminal brings up like life support monitors for the four of them.
Okay.
And they all seem fine.
I'm just like scratching my chin, and then I hit the radio button. I go to my playlist, and I'm searching down through all these country songs, and I find "Don't Rock the Jukebox" by Alan Jackson. I hit that. I fucking take off my pants, and I just start dancing through the hallways of the fucking swan song for the next hour or so, just embellishing in what it's like to actually have a quiet.
A moment ship. To yourself.
Yeah, it is the top 90s country music is playing. We've got the Alan Jackson, the Toby Keith, John Michael Montgomery, and everything. And then I walk over
Wait. Before you make a roll.
What's that?
You should take a break.
Yeah, this
we should.
Time. With that beautiful mental image in place, why don't we leave people with that for a few minutes?
That could be a nice 1980s sci-fi, you know, space sci-fi saga as JP just dancing naked in the room.
Yeah, just dancing naked. I go prepare like a bunch of drinks. I like line up a bunch of shots right next to the nav thing.
Yeah, good.
Is it just so like good. So with this roll, because we do need to kill like 5 or 10 minutes for the mod, but is it just like, is it just a 2d6? That's because I don't have any modifiers or anything.
Yeah, it's 2d6 plus your navigation skill if it's higher than zero, which I don't think it is.
It's not.
Plus,
but if we take a break, you get another reroll, by the way.
Yeah, we'll do it after the break.
Yeah,
But it's plus your intelligence if you have a bonus, and it's just seven or better because you don't have, you can still have relatively modern charts and you're not doing any course trimming or anything. So
okay, and then the other question I have is, if we get to Tovar, do they have like a gravity pull in thing? Because I can't drive the ship.
Pi might be able to autopilot it for you. You put it in emergency mode, and it'll just like drift towards the closest signal, whatever.
Okay. I ask. I guess while we're sitting here, I'm just like, "Hey, Pi, there."
Pi is definitely there. You get a question mark.
Can you do me a favor, buddy? If this goes sour and you see the ship's not going to make it, can you make sure you kill me before I suffocate?
There's, you get a little thumbs up.
It's like the Fallout Boy tripping thumbs up.
Just like thumbs up. I got you.
Okay, and then I just like start. I start take. I like court, or I plan the navigations, everything. So all I have to do is hit a button for I guess the drive, the spike drive.
Yeah.
And then I just start taking a shit ton of shots. I probably take like 5 or 6 shots. And I just kind of like sit there, and I have like one eye open. I'm trying to keep balance, and I'll make the roll when we come back from the break. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah,
if I kill the entire crew, or if we all live. So we'll see you guys in just a bit. We'll have the most important role of role play coming up in just a little bit. See you then.